On this mission, we had some important transfer and return items. They were listed off, and they asked if it would be okay if I switch out D'Antoni for Leo Ihearts. And so today we're shifting our command, or our transferring the reins of the flight engineer from Dan to Leo. And Dan has done a phenomenal job over the last several months. He was here a few months more than he had originally planned on, but he's really made up for it and done an incredible job while he was here. And Leo, we're looking forward to his expertise in the Columbus module, and a very busy next month or two coming up for him. So we are looking forward to the future, and we really have appreciated Dan's help in the past.
I just had a few things I wanted to say. Today I feel very optimistic about our program and about the world and everything. It's a great day for me. And I just wanted to share two thoughts. One was a few days ago during the EVA, I grabbed the high-def camera and I thought I'd shoot from end to end, and since I had a little bit of a break. So I went up to the flight deck, and there was Dex running the EVA with Rex and Hans outside doing an EVA. I could see him out the window. It was incredibly cool. Came back through the mid deck, came into the node 2, looked over, and there's Leo working the in the Columbus module. And then I go and I pass the robotic workstation, and there's Leland and Stan running the arm. And then I pass through the node 1, and Peggy is working out on the exercise equipment. And I go to the SM, and Yuri's doing a science experiment. So we were doing robotics, EA, exercise, science, all at the same time. And I was goofing off, taking the movies. But we were doing all of those at the same time in space, which is exactly like those movies they used to show you about 25 years ago about how we're going to live in space. It was almost like a promotional video, and it was phenomenal. And I thought, we're almost there. We're doing science. We're building huge construction projects. We're doing EVAs. I'm not going to say routinely, but we've done a dozen or so in the last year. It's just amazing. So I feel very optimistic about our future as a space program and as a society, because I'm here. I've spent time with a man from France and from Italy and from Germany and from Russia, and nations that had not always been friendly are now cooperating, and we're doing great things. So that was the first thing I was thinking about today. The other thing I was thinking about today was women, and it's been a very big topic on this flight, because when I flew up, there were two women commanders, and for whatever reason, that was huge news. And the unspoken news there is that they were both fantastically great commanders, and it was a privilege to fly with both of them. The other thing I was thinking about today was my mother, my inspiration. And, of course, my job is easy compared to my wife. Jane's the love of my life, and she had the hard work while I was having fun. So I can't wait to get back to her and my two little girls. So we were toasting. If we were in Russia, this would be the third toast. This is the toast for the women in our lives, and I've enjoyed all my time here and can't wait to get back and show you all my pictures and videos. So thank you so much for all your help on the ground, and we couldn't have done it without you, and we're doing magnificent things up here, and it's not us. Of course, we're just the tip. So it's the solid foundation that everybody on the ground provides for us and makes us look good. Thank you very much.
I'd like to say that Dan is a great guy. I've been very impressed by the experience he acquired here in the space station. It was really a pleasure and a honor to receive the handover for him, and I hope that in a few weeks I will be able to do 100 of what he's able to do today, so in all aspects, and also from a human standpoint. So I'm looking forward to be a part of Expedition 16.